Well, in games when you come to Marine, it's always a bananas. It's always, like you said, in your pre-match
difficult
thing,
game.
Your Manchester Liverpool thing and whatever else. And I think, look at the conditions and the wind and the pitch, I think we got pretty damn well today.
Yeah, I thought we were excellent. Apart from probably 20 minutes in the second half where, for whatever reason, we seemed to drop off a little bit, and you know, we'd let Marine get back into it, and they had a couple of decent chances, to be fair to him. But I thought we controlled it for long periods, played some good football as well, and not, like you're saying, difficult circumstances with the wind and stuff, but absolutely delighted, you know, with every single one of them. I think they've all put a shift in, and we've got 3 points, which is vital.
Well, the chances as well, I mean, obviously, they disallowed goal and penalty in. I want to make from what I was doing this time, but nothing to the match given to the matter. I mean, there's a certain argument, say 2-0. Quite disappointed in that he didn't score more goals.
We've
been greedy.
Yeah, I think in that second half we've had chances to be, and we, you know, the disappointing thing I suppose is we need to be more clinical. But we know that the likes of Mike Norton and Tom Greaves, they do score goals, they are goal scorers, so I'm sure that'll happen. You know, I think I just heard Jerome there shouting clean sheets, and I think that's something that we need to focus on as well, and you know, making the change in formation, change in shape, I think helped in that, because although I thought Dave Carnell was absolutely excellent with everything he wanted to do, he needed to do, you know, can't really remember him causing us that many problems.
Well, you've just preempted the next two questions, which was the change of formation and also, you know, Dave's performance, and he's had a bit of, I wouldn't say stick, but people have looked at some of the goals he conceded and pointed at him more than others, maybe.
I think when James Spencer first came to the club, I think people were looking at him thinking, you know, probably the same thing. Every keeper's going to need a settling in period, you know, and probably Dave's had that, but whilst he has been having that, I think he's done a great job, to be fair. There's always going to be a little mix up in communication because it's a new back four, or three as it was today, you know, I thought, like you say, he's been excellent. We knew he was going to be excellent anyway, he's a top class keeper, you know, so.
When you mentioned also the formation, are you, I mean, obviously you're taking credit because you're the manager, but I mean, was it a case of taking the game, using it for the game it was, or the players you got available?
I think, looking at it in the long run, I think teams know how FC United play, and they know how to set up and try and stifle us. If we can look at different formations to be able to, you know, throw them a curveball now and again, it's going to be of a benefit to us, and you know, doing that today, I think it worked. It could have backfired and blew up in my face, but like I say, we did it in training. We had a training game on Tuesday where we used that formation, and it looked quite solid and also progressive and fluid going forward, so that was a reason for it, and you know, thankfully it's paid off today as well.
Finally, we've been no game for 10 days, win in the first game back after the little break, if you like.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time to start the run.
Hopefully,
into the season,
hopefully this bad weather that's been in, and hopefully the Gig Lane pitch as well will hold up, and we can get on a run of games. You know, which touch wood we'll be able to accrue quite a few points and get ourselves right back in the mix, and you know, with good performances and good results come confidence. So, yeah.
Cheers, Cal.
Cheers.